From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Bandam. There's unrest in the streets of Belarus's capital, where the presidential election in the former Soviet Republic turned violent today. With President Alexander Lukashenko apparently poised for victory again, one of his opponents was beaten by police, along with several journalists. NPR's David Green in Belarus says the candidate was on his way to a rally that drew thousands into the streets of the capital, Minsk.
Opponents of President Lukashenko marched down the main avenue chanting, "Belarus is still alive." For citizens who've been crying out for democratic freedoms, the street protest seemed like a positive step. But then came some ugly reports. On his way to the rally, opposition candidate Vladimir Nikolaev was beaten and hospitalized. A New York Times reporter and photographer were also injured, and the newspaper says police were doing the beating. Meanwhile, 26-year-old Maria Savelova, who came to Minsk with a pro-democracy group from Moscow, said two in her group were detained in the subway.
They came here to take part in this meeting, but now they are arrested and we don't know where they're taken.
Official results are not in, but government exit polls say the president won Sunday's election easily. David Green, NPR News, Minsk, Belarus.
Tensions are rising on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea prepares to carry out firing drills despite warnings from North Korea it will retaliate. South Korea has even taken the step of instructing residents on five border islands to take shelter before the exercises begin on Yongpyeong Island tomorrow. The UN says it is deeply concerned by growing evidence of massive human rights abuses in Ivory Coast. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports the UN and the International Criminal Court warned that perpetrators will be prosecuted.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says more than 50 people have been killed since violence erupted Thursday in Ivory Coast. Navi Pillay says deteriorating security is making it difficult for UN peacekeeping staff to investigate hundreds of reported rights violations. Her statement says armed men abducting people from their homes under the cover of a nighttime curfew are accompanied by the security forces or militia groups. The army has remained loyal to incumbent Laurent Gbagbo. Ivory Coast Constitutional Council says he won last month's disputed presidential vote after overturning the Election Commission's announcement that his rival Alassane Ouattara had won, certified by the United Nations. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
The downpour continues in Southern California. Several inches of rain has prompted fears of mudslides, especially around the area north of Los Angeles, all but destroyed by the station fire last year. The rain has been falling nearly nonstop since early Saturday morning. As much as 7 inches has fallen in canyon and mountain areas of the state. Forecasters now say the rain should diminish on Monday, just before another storm arrives on Tuesday. From Washington, this is NPR News. The UConn women's basketball team entered the history books today. They have become the first team, men or women, to match the men's record set by UCLA in the 1970s to win 88 straight games. The Huskies routed number 11 Ohio State today 81-50 at Madison Square Garden. The moon might look like something out of a horror movie trailer late tomorrow night. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that it's time for this year's only total lunar eclipse.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
They'll be partying at observatories from L.A. to Madison, Wisconsin, watching a spectacular show. The moon, usually illuminated by the sun, will instead pass through the Earth's shadow. The eclipse coincides with winter solstice, and scientists think the moon will appear to be darker than usual, turning a deep red or even brown or black in parts because of all the volcanic eruptions lately that have been dumping dust into the atmosphere. North and Central America, weather permitting, should be able to watch the whole thing. The total eclipse is expected to start just after 11:33 p.m. Pacific time, that's 2:33 a.m. Eastern time, and last about an hour. Unlike solar eclipses, lunar eclipses can be watched without protective lenses. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The top Republican in the Senate is putting up roadblocks to a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the treaty's verification system and says he worries the pact would limit America's missile defense options. Democrats say McConnell is playing politics, trying to deny President Obama a major foreign policy victory before the lame duck session ends. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it boils down to a simple choice. Either you want to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists or you don't. This is NPR.